Raz and Sean with both the Yima on Urban Media Today Radio.
Hello and good morning. All right, you know what time it is. Time to rise and shine this morning. Okay, we want to jump into this topic about shiny object syndrome. You might have heard of it. Many people deal with it, especially entrepreneurs. You know, buying anything that catches their eye, a distraction, the fancy stuff that piles up, the trinkets that collect dust, the online order that's still in a box. Funny how at first, those things provided a temporary satisfaction. It was new and beautiful, so you acted fast. It was a must-have, top priority for some. But oftentimes, if we're honest with ourselves, the new shiny object, it's a distraction from our top priority, and it takes us off course. So why do we jump on some shiny objects, but other times hesitate long and hard to jump on the things that actually inch us closer to our goal? Funny how we can come up with 1,000 reasons not to do something that will positively change our life, but in a split second, make a decision to buy something else that doesn't help us at all. It's no good. I know that this may rub some folks out there the wrong way, but it's the truth. Shiny object syndrome is real. And it's so much more comfortable to stay put and not invest in our goals. Easier to go into that shiny object. And so we build up all the case evidence in the courtroom inside our head as to why taking the risk on ourselves doesn't make sense. We are guilty of creating a list of reasonings, bullet points, and yes, a jury of other people's opinions, all to justify why we should not take action on the things that will move us closer to our goal. And yet again, we buy into that shiny object that comes our way. Month after month, though, our dreams are sitting on a shelf because the evidence, the case that you presented to yourself was so good. It was convincing to you. But wait, before you think about changing your mind, suddenly something interrupts you. It's that shiny object again that now distracts you, moving you away from your goal and closer to something superficial that does you no good. Look, it's cheaper than the cost to take action on your dream. It looks shinier, and you can get your hands on it right away. So you grab it quickly, maybe? And just like that, you actually might feel better with that shiny object. But that's probably temporary. Friends, being cheap on your dreams doesn't make sense. The shiny object is oftentimes a real distraction, pulling us away. I encourage you to invest and pour into yourself. And those shiny objects, I can almost guarantee, will not look as tempting anymore. Get in the game. The fourth quarter, 2018, it's around the corner. Thanks for listening to Rise and Shine. Until next time, have a wonderful day.
Tune into Urban Media Today Radio Weekly for your morning inspiration with award-winning journalist and motivational speaker, Bofta Yima. It's Rise and Shine with Bofta Yima. Get early access and subscribe today at urbanmediatoday.com.